Okay, now you can start. Just read that and you can improvise, you know, just.
Hi, my name is Tara Klein. I'm from Northeast Parent and Child Society, the largest foster care provider in upstate New York. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, New York.
Excellent. Perfect.
Nervous.
The CARE Historical Society was established in 2009. Our mission is to collect, study, interpret, and preserve the history of the town of CARE, New York, for the educational and cultural enrichment of present and future generations. We love to bring history alive through our programming, such as our Hometown Heroes banner program, our State of the Union dinners, our Victorian teas. Each teach history while having fun. Members receive absolutely free our quarterly journal, the CARE Herald, which is jam-packed with historical articles, pictures, and society news. Everyone, however, can access the CARE Historical Society's Facebook page, which is a treasure trove of CARE history and memories. It's easy to become part of our historical family. Call Sylvia at 518-821-3852 or email the CARE Historical Society at carohistsociety@yahoo.com.
Julie Evans, John Lippert, Lucio Pazzi, and Lorenza Sanai are four artists who live and work a few doors from one another on the corner of Partition and 3rd Street in Hudson. Pazzi has grouped them together in a show at the Hudson Hall at the historic Hudson Opera House. It runs from September 4th through October 17th. Mostly the hours are Tuesday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And all visitors to Hudson Hall or the Hudson Opera House are required to wear masks. You can find out more about, for instance, the show at the Hudson Opera House starting September 4th at the WGXC Community Calendar online at wgxc.org. There's an Add an Event button there, and if you want your event read on the radio, you can fill in the blanks there, and soon enough it will be seen in the WGXC Community Calendar online at wgxc.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of George Spencer of Kinderhook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Bethany Bump reports in the Times Union that the COVID-19 outbreak in Albany County is so bad now that on September 3rd, officials held their first COVID-19 briefing since June. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy and Health Commissioner Dr. Elizabeth Whalen used to hold daily briefings about the local reaction to the pandemic, and they were back on the mic to warn about spread among young people. Whalen said, comparing the variant that hit the U.S. last fall with Delta, and I quote, younger individuals with the Alpha variant we know had a level of comfort that if they got sick, they weren't going to get that sick. That comfort level is not there anymore, end quote. Eight Albany County residents died from COVID-19 this week. One was in their 30s, two were in their 40s, two were in their 50s, two were in their 60s, and one was in their 70s. The majority of those ending up in the hospital dying from COVID-19 now are unvaccinated, Whalen said. She urged everyone to wear masks, especially now that school is restarting. She said, and I quote, please, we know that these masks are going to be mandated for children. They will take their cue from you. If they feel their parents are very angry and very upset, this filters down to the children, and it's not helpful. It's a mandate at this point, and so to help your children get through this, any positive reinforcement that you give will be more helpful than to see the stress, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Ray Whalen reports for Spectrum that two state assembly members have tested positive for COVID-19. Democrats Charles Fall and Inez Dickens, both vaccinated, are currently quarantining. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie said, and I quote, "I send Charles and Inez well wishes and hope they have a full and speedy recovery. This is a terrible reminder that we are not yet out of the woods of this pandemic," end quote. He added, and I quote, "I encourage everyone to stay vigilant and careful to protect yourself and those around you," end quote. The state legislature held a special session on September 1st, so more COVID-19 announcements could be forthcoming. One source who is waiting on his own test results after the special session said, and I quote, "The extraordinary session may have turned into an extraordinary super spreader event," end quote. Read more about this story at Spectrum. Noah Zweifel reports for the Altamont Enterprise that opportunities of renewable solar energy often cite many what-ifs, including the chance of fire, when arguing against local arrays. Now they can discuss one local solar project that has caught fire twice this year. The Shepherd Farm solar fields in Westerloo caught fire August 30th after a control box short-circuited. Westerloo Volunteer Fire Department Assistant Chief Don Filkins said, and I quote, "Something had shorted inside the box and it caught fire and the fire burned through the box," end quote. A different control box combusted in a similar manner in the spring. Filkins said, and I quote, "The same issue happened, but that one didn't get quite as burned. It's kind of a recurring issue now. But on a good note, we're getting a lot of training on solar power and energy, so that's great," end quote. No one was hurt, and there was little damage from either fire. A public relations representative for the owners, Borrego, told the Enterprise they would answer questions about the incident, but they did not answer questions before the reporter's deadline. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice holiday weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the holiday weekend. Well, on Saturday, patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 75 degrees. It will be partly cloudy Saturday night with a temperature low of around 56 degrees. On Sunday, there's a chance of showers mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 73 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers mainly before 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 60 degrees. And on Labor Day, there will be a chance of showers after 2 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 75 degrees. And Monday night, a chance of showers before 8 p.m. It will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 55 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia Counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM. WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10.
Tell you.
Mamacita.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Word.
We'll be right back.
7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7.
Thank you.
That was Tim Hecker with the song I'm Transmitting Tonight from his 2017 album Radio Amor.
Number
6.
Five.
stations and swing parks. Off my mother I stole some money, had a drink with a bottle of martini. Was so sick I couldn't walk or sit, since then I've not touched it. I won't bore you with tales of being greedy, I'm just into CB. I'm into CB. Muzak dick, it smash hits when she's eating a tea. To me it sounds like Batsy B. My father's not back really, he got me these wires and bits. Apart from that he talks to me hardly, I'm just into CB.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 your arms. Color me back to your arms. Color me back to your, back to your. Desert winds are strong, but they're not strong enough. They die. Desert winds are strong, but they're not strong enough.
Laboring.
number
two.
One. Here's Jess Spears' set from the WGXE 10th Anniversary Show, May 26, 2021, at the Greenville Drive-In in Greene County.
The opportunity of how people listen alone in a car or with another person in a car to a radio piece and how it they go into it is entirely different and so much more intimate. There's nothing like the live presence. And radio, in its weird way, is as close to live presence as you get. Because of the way you receive it and because it goes out to people you don't even know who they are. People switch stations, you know? The joy of radio, putting it out there, you know, getting that real picture into the media that hasn't been Hollywoodized, that hasn't been turned into sensational news, that isn't there to pump you up and propaganda
and Green County.
It's better to 90.7
FM.
Acorn Hudson, Catskill.
And maybe reach across to somebody who's didn't even know any of these things are out there.
And when there's that expression of, well, I was listening to the radio and I just had to pull off the highway and, you know, listen to this thing. Because that's how much it asks of you. You know, you want all your senses, you want all of your faculties, your cerebral cortex, you know, your amygdala, you know, everything is pulled in. It is asking you to create your own images after what you hear. And that's different from music, which people don't have such a problem with that because they have this visual change.
Everything can change
with words. And then visualization. This is different. You really being asked to sharpen your hearing, sharpen your listening, listen for and push back. Listen for a variety of other things that are going on, and teach that part to the theme, the story. It's a skill. It really is a skill. And you just are invited to have this rich darkness to hear. And I do think it is an art form for the future, because it's just not appreciated.
When I moved back where I'm currently living at the top of California's Redwood Coast, I discovered that the community that
Hello, Abnara. WGXC
The other day I got into the car and punched another of my radio's buttons and was taken on a different kind of ride. It's call letters spelled M-E-G. It signals meandering through heavy winds and frequent mudslides. It comes out of the south end of the county and gets to me through a translator and another one. I'm taking on a red one. The DJ's voice is grabbing.
This is Jim. And this is Jim. And you're listening to WGXC.
Yes, as geranium blonde. But I always want to say gold.
So. DJ geranium blonde.
Because if she's inhaling deeply on something that brings her pleasure, it is, after all, the problem. She slowly reveals the time, detailing minutes before the hour, rather than some digital explanation on a loop. She exhales, and I have no idea what she's about to do, or what she's just saying, or is about to put on the same table, or who's just walking to the other end of the day. That's my radio love story. I think so.
Radio hotline, the main line, the main cabin. So the question is, where does that big mother Radia come from? Thank you. In the end, we have to go way back, many millennia. That magic descends from a kind of primal hunger to bend our ears to the heavens to hear the voices of God in the wind. And then the magic of Mother Radia. What it does is bring us closer to the fundamental rhythms of entropy and instability, ephemerality, decay. All of these qualities that human hubris wants to deny.